Welcome to episode 15 of Ours to Protect. Last week we spoke to Lee Carroll from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and he told us about our energy consumption habits for last year. Lee, who heads up the SEAI's Energy Statistics team, told us we managed to reduce our energy-related emissions over recent years, first due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and then because of the fact that when energy prices went up, we used less of it. Now, both of these scenarios were far from ideal, but Lee says lessons can be learned from the past when it comes to playing our part to help the environment going forward.
It really gives us an insight into what is possible when society takes this collective action. And we can learn, not that we want to live through a pandemic and not that we want to live through a period of high energy prices, but if we're forced to do so, we might as well learn from that. We might as well take some lessons from that and try and extract some useful information from it to apply those lessons. And I guess it's after the impact of COVID and the impact of the higher prices are giving us an insight into what is possible and what emission savings and energy savings are possible across the transport and the residential sector.
So what actions are now being taken to reduce our energy demands and the resultant carbon emissions?
It's important to understand that actions are going on at a national level and also at a personal level. So at a national level, we are seeing significant rollouts of renewable energy technologies and the deployment of renewable infrastructure there. But you know, we urgently need to limit the use of fossil fuels in our homes, in our cars, and in the electricity generation around the country. And government is investing more and more money than ever in supporting homes and businesses. And we're seeing that even in SEAI. We're seeing, you know, increased rollout of home energy upgrades and increased demand for home energy upgrades. So people are out there taking advantage of the supports that government is offering, and they are working hard to, I guess, reduce the carbon footprint of how they move and how they live.
But what does Lee think of the argument that some people make that Ireland is too small of a country to have any impact on reducing global energy-related emissions?
We really need collective action. And I mean, I don't really put much stock in that story of Ireland being a small country. I mean, Ireland is playing its part in a European framework, and I mean, Europe is playing its part in a global framework. And the reality is we're a small country, but we're a small country on one planet. And it's really not an excuse that just because we're small, we shouldn't participate. In fact, sometimes Ireland, you know, maybe it can show leadership in some areas. I mean, we have immense, you know, offshore wind potential off the West Coast and into the Atlantic. No, so there's really no excuse there.
So how far away exactly is Ireland from where it needs to be when it comes to reducing our carbon footprint?
The energy balance shows that energy-related emissions are down by just under 2% in 2022, but they're not going down anywhere near fast enough to keep us on track against our own national targets around the carbon budgets. And we're also not adding renewable energy infrastructure or sources quickly enough for us to achieve our renewable energy share targets unless we see a significant ramp up in the latter half of the decade up to 2030.
So where can we make some everyday changes to cut these emissions?
I guess I'll throw one statistic out there. Nearly two-thirds of all energy demand in the country comes either from the residential sector or the transport sector. So really, if people can make energy reductions or emission reductions from how they move and when they're spending time at home, that really has the power to make a significant shift. So really, when people are on the move, I guess the advice or the suggestion is that they would work to try and shift their habits away from using private cars where possible for short journeys and participate more in active travel, so walking or cycling where that's safe and possible. So about 15% of all energy demand in the country is coming from private car use, and about 60% of private car journeys are less than 15 minutes. So there really is a lot of potential savings in there if we can move a fraction of those journeys onto public transport or onto cycling, as I say. There really is scope there to make significant emission reductions.
And Lee also says that supports are available from the SEAI to make our homes and vehicles more energy efficient.
As I said, two-thirds of energy demand in the country comes from the roads and people's houses. So really, that's where SEAI's grants focus. So if your listeners want to visit the SEAI webpage, they'll be able to find out more about how SEAI can help them upgrade their homes or look to purchase an EV in the future. And I think SEAI, just in the first 6 months of this year, upgraded 22,000 homes, and that's up 150% on the same period last year. So there's big traction in the home energy upgrades. And I think 31,000 grant applications were processed in the first half of this year. So a real pipeline into people getting further upgrades in the future. So there really is a lot happening, and there's a lot to do until we get to 2030, but a lot is already happening. And I'd just encourage people to visit the SEI website and see how we can help them.
That's it for this week, but head over to the LMFM website now, where you'll find some more practical everyday tips to reduce your energy-related emissions at home and also on the move. And Ars to Protect will be back again at the same time next week.